Previously on Compassion Radio.
He inspired me. I loved being with him and with Cher. It's hard to believe that he's gone. I'm rejoicing over the fact that I believe that God will just work in and through that beautiful ministry. That foundation has already been laid, and the legacy that's there that can be built upon. So for the great memory of Norm, I just say thank you, Lord, for allowing me to be a better person because I had an opportunity to meet him.
Intrepid.
When God tells you to go, then everything works out. He provides.
Involved.
It is so exciting to see what God can do, and this is why there is so much hope.
International.
Compassion Radio allows the listener to get involved in projects that are going to change history.
This is Compassion Radio. Welcome back in, friends, to the second day of recalling some very special remembrances and memories of the late Dr. Norm Nelson here on Compassion Radio. If you missed yesterday's program, be sure to find the podcast and hear it online at CompassionRadio.com. Jim here in studio alongside Cher Nelson. And Cher, as you mentioned yesterday, we had set up a microphone and recorder at the post-memorial celebration for Norm several weeks ago. And many friends and family sat down and shared some precious words with us. Now, the next gentleman we're going to come to is a voice that we've been hearing a little bit more lately on Compassion Radio, and that's our good friend Roger Marsh. Roger is the host of a Christian talk show here at kind of our flagship station, K-Bright, here in Southern California. Mm-hmm. And it was at a church that Roger is actually an associate pastor where we held Norm's service. Mm-hmm. And Roger had some remarks to share with us.
He did, and Jimmy, Norm really appreciated his work on the air. I have to say that some of the talk show hosts around the country, or at least the ones that we get to hear, Norm didn't always agree with everything. But with Roger, he really felt like Roger spent the time to really know his subjects, to really have a Christian thinking attitude about things. And he loved to call him up and talk with him about people that had been on the air and give him his insights on things. But God brought Roger to us at just the right moment. Roger knew that we were going through the transition to Bram, and he had said to us, you know, whenever Bram's in town, let's get him over here, get him on the air. We can introduce him to our people here at K-Bright. But also, he knew that Bram was traveling and had very much the same perspective on things and wanted to get the news that Bram had out to his people. Well, Bram did, and this was when Norm was quite ill, but we were not aware at that time that he was going to go as fast as he did. But through Bram's conversations with Roger and the friendship that they formed just in that one day of recording together, when we tried to arrange for Norm's service, our church was already booked by the Boy Scouts on the date that we needed have the memorial service. And our pastor was busy, or at least at that time, he thought he was busy. So we were stuck without a pastor and without a church for the date that we needed to use for the service. Mm. And Bram said, well, you know, Roger Marsh is ordained, isn't he? And I had forgotten that part of it because we've, you know, been listening to him on the talk show for so long. And Bram said, why don't you give him a call? Well, of course, that was a wonderful idea. We did. Roger was so wonderful about it. And when we told him the problem of the church, he said, well, why don't you have it at our church? Well, I had never been over there, Jimmy, and I said, well, you know, that would be wonderful. At least we have a place. I didn't know anything about it, but I knew if Roger thought that it would work, that it would be great. Hmm. Well, then I went over to see it, and oh, Jimmy, I just lost it. This is the most, I think, uplifting, worshipful sanctuary I've been in a long time.
Yes.
It was built to lift your spirit, lift your eyes toward heaven. And it was just a gift to me to know that we were going to celebrate his life in a place where people's hearts and spirits would be lifted to the Lord just by being in that place. Hmm. So Roger was a wonderful gift. Then, of course, he did the graveside service for us.
Right.
And just did a very touching, beautiful job with that. But he's just been a blessing beyond words these last few months.
What's also remarkable about Roger, as far as I'm concerned, is you talk about crazy intersections. When I was just a young broadcaster, I was 22 years old. He hired me at a station here in Southern California called KYMS. And so Roger and I go way, 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 way back as well. So he is a true gentleman and an amazing blessing to all of us.
He is.
Here are the comments that Roger made. Roger Marsh, thanks so much for stopping by our microphone setup here.
It is my pleasure. It's my privilege.
We're here at the memorial celebration for Norm Nelson. It has just been a wonderful time of worship and reflection and just seeing familiar faces and meeting new friends and family. And Raj, Norm just meant so much to us. I can't even begin to describe how much he meant to me.
Right.
What would you like to share today?
Oh, well, what Norm meant to me, he was a very imposing figure who wasn't intimidating. He was a man's man, no question about it.
Yep.
But in an era when we have a hard time trying to define godly men, you know, what a real godly man looks like, a man of the cross, man of the cloth, Norm. I mean, there's the definition right there. I mean, he loved Cher passionately. Mm-hmm. He loved his kids. He loved his ministry. But he looked at the battles that we're fighting right now, you know, spiritual warfare. And instead of saying, let's build a little Christian cocoon, let's build a silo and have a nice little Christian world here, he went to it. I think of that when Dallas last year, there was the incident with the sniper who was shooting at people randomly in the square there. And I had such respect for the Dallas police officers who were there not only trying to protect the people who were being shot at, but the ones who ran toward the gunfire.
Exactly.
And when I think of that, I think that was Norm. Norm went to the Middle East. Norm met with Hezbollah. Norm, I mean, he took the tiger by the tail.
Exactly.
Without compromising his beliefs at all. Real inspiration.
And there were so many times, Raj, because I got to spend a lot of time with Norm in the studio.
Yeah.
When Norm would talk about wanting to go into the line of fire, wanting to go, just like you said, to these hot spots, to these places. And I'd be thinking to myself, Norm, really?
Yeah.
You really want to do that? But I'll never forget how Norm shared with me, and this is obviously a total paraphrase, but Norm had such a heart for refugees.
Mm-hmm.
And there's so many thousands of refugees who are misplaced, living in tent camps, living in places where there's just no sewage and just absolutely horrible conditions. And Norm would share with me that he would prefer to be with those refugees sitting on the floor just fellowshipping. Even if he were to die in one of those refugee camps, that would be his preference over a comfortable, warm, snuggly bed.
I never doubted that for a minute. The times he would join me on the Bottom Line show and we would talk about ministry and what was happening, you know, world events versus ministry. And the thing that really helped frame this conversation for me was Norm saying things like that, saying, look, we as Americans think, good, democracy in the Middle East, that's really going to help things. He goes, I'm with the people in the tents, and I know that when the bombs drop and the dictators are gone, then new dictators show up. Uh-huh. And it sometimes makes it even worse for the Christians. So he says, I always temper my worldview, and I learned this from him. Temper my worldview in terms of how well America's doing versus what does God want us to do? Christian first, American second. Mm-hmm. And so toward that end, that helps us to look at those situations and say, okay, if there's a refugee issue, are you going to politicize it and argue, well, this president said that and this president said this, or are you actually going to go to the tents? And Norm says, you guys can argue the politics all you want.
Right, I'm
in the tents.
Exactly.
I'm with the refugees there. What's best for them? And ultimately what's best for them, if they're coming out of a non-Christian background, is they need to hear the gospel. Sin, salvation, repentance, forgiveness, it's all there. And if we can't ship them from Syria to San Antonio or wherever, you know, to bring them, then let's go there. Let's go to Syria. Let's go to Iraq.
Exactly.
Let's go to Iran.
The ministry
talk.
Of showing up.
Right. The power of being there.
Yeah.
Yeah. He personified that.
He was obviously at the point in his life where he could just kind of kick back and enjoy his retirement.
Wasn't he working on another doctorate? I mean, he had
yes.
to. I remember reading that on Facebook. He had to suspend his studies for a while. And I went, you're 78 years old. You're working on, you've already got one earned doctorate. Why? But you know, that was him. Lifelong learner, always going at it. I know that Prophet Broadcasting has been blessed to have Norm and Cher and now Bram start off the day, our broadcast day, right at 7 o'clock with Compassion Radio and hearing what you guys do. Those are the stories that inspire. And like we heard earlier today from one of the remembrances saying, I used to, when I was a single mom, this gal said, and you know,
exactly.
I'd get up first thing in the morning and I'd hear those stories and they were so encouraging to me. We love it.
Always great to see you, Raj.
Likewise, Jimmy.
Roger Marsh on Compassion Radio.
Jimmy, Roger mentioned the ministry of showing up, which of course was one of Norm's favorite phrases.
Mm.
He really felt that God had a purpose for us, not just in bringing relief, not just in what we could do, but what we could be. And he really felt that God had called us to a ministry of showing up and just telling people, we see you, we hear you, we know what you're going through, and we care. We bring God's love from the thousands of people who listen to this broadcast and are tuned into caring for people around the world. We bring their love and their concern and their prayer support with us. But it was just important to Norm. God had laid it so definitely on his heart to just show up and care and be and let God do through us what he wanted when we were there. We never knew exactly where we would be or what we would do, but he knew that if we showed up, God would use us.
Mm. You're listening to a very special edition of Compassion Radio, and there's a lot more to come, so keep it right here. Right now, a word from Bram Floria about our July project centered around the country of Ukraine called Christ in the Conflict.
Hey, thanks, Jimmy. Now, I hope that our listeners will really consider joining this particular project this month, and here's why. Oleg Magdych, the man at the center of this project, keeps reminding me that prayer is our weapon in this war. The Hope Tabernacle that they built near Luhansk, Ukraine, is a house of prayer, and it is literally shaking the heavenlies. And I want to say a special thank you this month for your support of Compassion Radio and this Christ in the Conflict project. What we'd like to send you is a life-changing and highly entertaining movie. For your gift of $50 or more, we'd love to send you on DVD or Blu-ray this powerful and highly successful theatrical release called War Room. Perhaps you've heard of it. This film demonstrates both the spiritual battle that prayer really is and beautifully portrays how God answers the desperate pleas of his children. And I can't think of a message that resonates better with this project. I know this film has launched at least 1,000 prayer movements all across America, and I can't think of a better tool to encourage and equip your heart to join in this battle. Please, order yours today, would you? And thank you so much for standing with us. Oh, and by the way, don't forget about our vision team. We're building that this year. If you haven't joined yet, now's the time. Your monthly commitment of even a few dollars a month goes a long way. For current and new Vision Team members this month, we'll even send you this War Room DVD and Blu-ray for your monthly sustaining gift of $25 or more. And remember, you're helping the Word and the compassion of Christ to reach the farthest corners of the globe. Jimmy?
Thanks, Bram. The two most common ways to get a hold of us are by phone and online. Our phone number is 1-800-868-2478. That's 1-800-868-2478. Or you can always give online safe and secure. CompassionRadio.com is the place to be. We'll pass along our mailing address and repeat this information again at the end of the broadcast. Right now, let's get back to today's special program. And we are playing back some comments, some commentary from friends and family members who spoke at the post-memorial event we had for Norm just a handful of weeks ago, and we're getting the opportunity to share those comments with you right now. Going to turn our attention to a gentleman now who works for the agency that helps to kind of place the program of Compassion Radio, and that's a gentleman named Greg Fast.
Greg is a character, but we love him beyond words. Greg, for many, many years, was with Focus on the Family when Dr. Dobson was there, and after working for them placing the program on various radio stations, he eventually started his own agency. He did that within Focus on the Family at first, and then eventually went out on his own to work with more broadcasts. And we talked to Greg a couple of times earlier about joining his agency, but it had to be the right time for Norm. God had to really bring him to a point where he thought an agency could help us financially. Mm. And that's what we were looking for, was a way to preserve more of what our donors give to be able to do things with instead of paying for station time. And they were able to negotiate rates for us and find us a lot of non-commercial stations, which really helps financially. And about the third time we talked to him, Greg won us over. But part of that was that he had hired Mike Murray. But Greg is a go-getter. He is just Mr. Action, Mr. Motion. We have come to love Greg and Tammy just so much. They have believed in Norm so much and then have taken on Bram with such an open heart and with such hope and such belief that it just has been an incredible relationship. And Greg is not an effusive person. He says what he has to say and gets it over with.
That's right. Right down to business.
But, what he says is worth hearing, and I hope you will enjoy his remarks.
We're here at Norm Nelson's Memorial, and we're visiting with some wonderful friends, and Greg Fast is joining us from GSF and Associates. Greg, great to see you. Why don't you talk a little bit about your relationship with Compassion Radio and Norm Nelson?
Yeah, so Don Carmel is a mentor of mine, a mentor of many, mentor of Norm's, and he was working at Salem Communications, the big Christian radio conglomerate, and he said to Mike Murray and myself, saying, you need to meet these people. So Don is the one who put us together.
Ah, okay.
And, you know, I think the thing that's beautiful about this is that, you know, for 10 years, we've been on their team. In Christian radio, transitions don't happen very well or very often. And the fact that Bram has been groomed for this, that Bram has been behind the scenes, you know, getting ready for this, and then to have him and Sandy go on this trip that they just came back from.
Exactly.
So I think it's exciting because it's a natural and it's family. And I'm looking forward to seeing what's going to happen next. I believe that even the best days could be ahead, especially with Bram in the heart and who he is and Sandy, his wife. So,
and Compassion Radio certainly is a unique voice in Christian radio.
I was saying to somebody, the video presentation they did at the memorial service showed all of these countries that he'd been in, but then all of these pictures with children, with leaders, with dignitaries, with burned out, bombed out. But, you know, it's just so incredible to think about that kind of impact and somebody having the courage to go do that. I wouldn't go do that. So it'll be interesting to see where Bram wants to take those same footsteps or take them in new footsteps. I'm excited to see where the stories that he cares about. The other thing that's amazing is, you know, Norm has an IQ of like 6 billion.
Right.
Bram is like 6.2 billion.
Right.
I mean, it's amazing to hang with him and just to see the same intellect that transcends there. So it'll be fun. I appreciate get a chance to say a couple of things.
Well, thanks so much for coming by, Greg. We really appreciate it.
My pleasure.
And moving right along, thank you, Greg Fast, for those wonderful words. We're going to kind of steer the broadcast to precious, precious friends, Cher. Mm-hmm. I know that Terry and Carol Madison have been such good friends to you and Norm mm-hmm. for a number of years. And when they sat in front of the mic, they directed their comments directly to you, Cher.
Yes, they did. That was a surprise to me. We met Terry and Carol when Terry came to Open Doors as the new president. We had met him before with World Vision, but only knew him, had not worked with him. But when he came to Open Doors, he and Norm just hit it off immediately. And they were also in an accountability group with several other pastors where they really cemented their friendship. And as a result, Carol and I became very good friends. And they have walked through this whole thing with me almost daily, being in touch either by text or email or phone call, just holding me up in such a precious way. And again, did that at the memorial with these remarks that they shared, and I'm very touched by this.
Hey, Cher, Terry and Carol here. We've had a moment to share with you and your many friends and family, but as I shared with Bram, half of the good things I wanted to say about Norm and about you, of course, I forgot. And the one thing that I really forgot to say was the incredible time that you and he had teaching English in the University of Beijing. And Norm spoke so incredibly highly of you. And I just want to remind you of his comments. He says, Cher is absolutely sensational. And that's no news to those of you who know her. What I love is having the opportunity to watch her blow the socks off of the students and a few administrators who thought that her lack of a doctorate might compromise the university's academic integrity. Of course, we know that you do that so well. And then I continue to quote, we were told that she shouldn't talk in class. Can you imagine the stupidity of that? We simply disobeyed the nonsense. Cher is so good at teaching the skills of performance that it's scary. The kids have sore faces from smiling and responding as she applied her years of experience with the Continental Singers. She literally has them in the palm of her hand. I learn from her every day. I've never seen such a naturally gifted teacher ever. Exclamation mark. Way to go, Cher. Carol and I, if there is such a thing as godly envy, envied you being there because you know that for 7 years we worked with post-PhD professors at the University of Denver who came for a year of studies. And so we know that campus a little bit. We've been there to have had that opportunity. We prayed for you many times during that summer that the Lord would give you the hearts of those students. And as I reread this email, now these many years later, I thought, yes, sirree, you did it. You both knocked their socks off. Bless you so much, Cher.
And Cher, this is Carol Madison, Terry's other half. And just like you were the inspiration behind Norm in so many cases, we know that even though the man is the head of the house, they have to have a neck that turns the head. And short of sounding like a women's libber, it's so true because the support of a wife who is embracing and elevating her husband's status is so important. We're just at the memorial service for Norm right now. And the thing that impresses me so much is a poem that my mother actually left me. And it was, "Only one life will soon be passed. Only what's done for Christ will last." And as we are the same age and soul sisters and brothers with you and Norm, we realize that it is so true. It doesn't matter what you accumulate in this life, only what's done for Christ will really last. And I'm just so thankful that we have a Savior who only wants us to accept Him as our entry into heaven. And no accolades, doesn't matter what we've done. He just loves us, and it's only through the blood of Christ that we are going to be in heaven with Him and with you eventually. So we give you thanks for being so strong beside Norm's side, for carrying on with Compassion Radio, and for all of the updates that you will give the Christian listeners who may not know any other way of what's really happening in the Christian world, overseas especially. American Christians are always waiting for something to happen around the corner to give us persecution. But, you know, in reality, our brothers and sisters overseas are experiencing this all the time. And we just are so grateful that Norm and you have brought this to the attention of the American audience over the years. Even now, we have friends from the Midwest or from some other state who will say, "We just heard Terry on the radio," and we realized that Norm not only interviewed him at one time, but uses those broadcasts to just bring the needs of the Christian church overseas to people. So thank you for doing this for us, and we just bless you in Jesus' name.
Jimmy, Terry mentioned that quote, "Only one life will soon be passed, and only what's done for Christ will last." Mm. It's interesting that my entire life, at home, we had a plaque that said that. And although we moved many, 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 many times, the plaque and the world map that was always on our dining room wall were the two things that I always could count on that would go with us. And that really touches a place in my heart because it's so much a part of my life as a child.
Please continue to keep sharing your prayers as she navigates through this time of transition. Here's a closing word from Bram Floria.
Now, I hope that our listeners will really consider joining this particular project this month, and here's why. Oleg Magdych, the man at the center of this project, keeps reminding me that prayer is our weapon in this war. The Hope Tabernacle that they built near Luhansk, Ukraine, is a house of prayer, and it is literally shaking the heavenlies. And I want to say a special thank you this month for your support of Compassion Radio and this Christ in the Conflict project. What we'd like to send you is a life-changing and highly entertaining movie. For your gift of $50 or more, we'd love to send you on DVD or Blu-ray this powerful and highly successful theatrical release called War Room. Perhaps you've heard of it. This film demonstrates both the spiritual battle that prayer really is and beautifully portrays how God answers the desperate pleas of His children. I know this film has launched at least 1,000 prayer movements all across America, and I can't think of a better tool to encourage and equip your heart to join in this battle. Please, order yours today, would you? And thank you so much for standing with us. Oh, and by the way, don't forget about our vision team. We're building that this year. If you haven't joined yet, now's the time. Your monthly commitment of even a few dollars a month goes a long way. For current and new Vision Team members this month, we'll even send you this War Room DVD and Blu-ray for your monthly sustaining gift of $25 or more. And remember, you're helping the Word and the compassion of Christ to reach the farthest corners of the globe.
Reach out to us by phone at 1-800-868-2478. That's 1-800-868-2478. By mail, we're at Post Office Box 2770. Orange, California, 92859. And you can always find us online at CompassionRadio.com. On behalf of Bram Floria, Cher Nelson, and the entire Compassion Radio team, I'm Jim Governale. Have a wonderful day in the Lord, and we'll see you again next time with more Compassion Radio.